Hi, welcome to the Midlife Shit Show. I'm your host, Laura DePaula.
And I'm Karin Sheets.
And it's been a while.
It's been a while.
It has. But you know what? That's kind of part of life, right?
Yeah. I mean, especially now, just all the different things that the demands that are on us right now. In addition to what we normally have been doing, all of the different demands, it's real hard to keep track.
Right. Sometimes do you feel like your brain is just going, I'm checking out, it's packed its bags, it's hung its do not disturb sign, and it's done?
Well, I only wish that I could put up a do not disturb sign. I think I was packed up a long time ago, and those bags are still by the door.
That they're sitting there mocking you. Do you think you could actually escape?
Well, I mean, even our conversation about like how long it's been since we recorded or that kind of thing. I mean, time is just so weird right now. And I think, I mean, that's part of the stress, right? That not only do we have our typical responsibilities with our families and work and all of that, but then a lot of those things have come into our home that maybe were external before with working from home or kids at school at home or whatever. And so you can't even really carve out space to think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I feel that absolutely. And then even with going from the place that we were, say, 6 months ago, where so much of it was completely at home, now we're getting to a place where maybe we can put our toes back in the water just a little bit, venture out just a little bit more. And then I feel sometimes that actually even adds more to your plate because it's the do I, don't I, when, where, who, what's going on top of all the other things.
For sure. In fact, I was just messaging a group of my friends and we were talking about like seeing each other, like getting together for lunch or something next month. And I was trying to think, okay, if we go to that county, let's see, I don't know what our restaurant, like what are the laws in that county right now? You know what I mean? Because in the state I'm in, they just changed all the laws for the biggest county in the state and I don't live in it. So I'm kind of like, what are the rules right now? I'm not actually sure.
And, I actually experienced that too. Actually, for the first time in five ever. I mean, I tend to be a little bit, if I'm not traveling, I tend to be, you know, close to home. We're almost hermits. But I went into DC of all places to meet up with some women that I'm friends with or had been, like my family calls my friends inside the computer, that I've known for years and never met in person. And I realized that I walked into this place with no mask on. And it's not that there was not a mask thing and I always wear a mask. And then I just realized, oh my gosh, you know, oh wait, no, we really are still, we're still there. We're still in that weird limbo. And I think sometimes it actually has a bigger impact on my brain than I thought it would.
It's nuts. So wait, so is there a mask mandate where you were?
You know, it's in flux. In DC, you can go indoors and do things like indoor dining and things like that. And we hadn't intended to do that. But we also had a torrential downpour, which is not the norm for this part of the country in this time of the year. So there was really no choice. And we're much like you are. We go, the county that I'm in, pretty much it's a mask everywhere you go. Go one county over, it's kind of, yeah, whatever you feel like doing. So you kind of never know. And that feels very unsettling to me.
It's weird. Mm-hmm. It's really weird. And so I think on top of, you know, all these different things happening and, you know, and I don't want to stay that in tune with the news, to be quite honest about
Amen.
It all. And so I'm like, wait, I don't know. Is anything changed I don't know about that I should plan for? Are you people living different there? Because I don't really know.
Yeah, I sometimes feel like Punxsutawney Phil. Why the hell did I stick my head out of the hole today?
I'm going back.
I'm going back.
Maybe the cicada had a good idea.
There you go. Oh. But it's funny the effect that I take to me, there's no politics in any of this. It's just, you know, trying to navigate how we're living life.
Yeah, 100%.
Which it's already changing for us in midlife, trying to navigate how we're living life as our kids get older. I know that, you know, you went through like the real estate market recently, and that with one of your kids, and that's just horrid. And then with one of my kids, they're also trying to make a move from one state to another. And it's just, all those things that you kind of get thrown into the loop when you're sort of just trying to keep your head above water because your body's changing. The demands of your brain are changing.
My body's changing.
Oh my goodness. And it's not just changing, it's morphing, and you're going, there is alien life on this planet. It's living somewhere within my
and maybe if I wrap it all up in numerous layers, nobody will even know.
But somebody shared something somewhere. I can't even remember where I am, what day of the week it is. It was a little cartoon, and it's kind of this, it's a cartoon of a brain, and the brain is carrying a big boulder, and the boulder is called stress. And then on top of that boulder, there's another little rock, and that's COVID. And then on top of that boulder, there's another little rock that's, you know, life. And then all of a sudden, a feather comes and lands on top of everything else, and the brain just completely has a total meltdown over something completely insignificant that isn't really any extra weight. It's just almost an inconvenience, and your whole system breaks down because you're carrying so much. So, you know, all of those life changes that happen, air quotes, normally as we hit middle life, and those changes to our brains are now being impacted by all the other things that we're doing. So, you know me, I like to inundate you with unnecessary articles and articles and pictures and, hey, Karen, because clearly you have nothing better to do with your time. Here's another thing from Laura.
I like the pictures and the articles.
She's like, next thing I'm going to do is send Karen a picture book. That's what I'm going to start doing. Curious George. We'll keep it simple, stupid.
Wait, who are you calling stupid? And wait a minute, Curious George. That goes back to the curiosity thing we were talking about.
Right. So it's about the article, you know, as you well know, but people who are listening don't know, was about curiosity and neuroplasticity. And neuroplasticity, you know, don't overthink it. It's really about the plasticity of your brain, whether it can stretch and get back into shape, unlike your lower half, or in my case, my breasts as I age, they are never going back. It's a downward spiral. I remember it in my 20s going, have yet. Great. No, girlfriend, you go and get your breast augmentation. I'm all set now. And now they've actually done me another, you know, favor. Now I can take them and wrap them around my neck when it gets cold over here on the East Coast in the wintertime, and I'm perfectly insulated.
This is dumb. Oh my gosh.
But about plasticity of the brain, you know, this plasticity of the brain, maybe not necessarily the boobs, but it was an interesting article, and digging deeper into it about not just the idea of curiosity. And in my brain, I think curiosity, and I think, you know, like a toddler who's discovering something new for the first time. And yeah, that's not happening. But where do you make time to try something new? Because I will be honest, I feel like ain't nobody got time for that.
Well, and I mean, not even, you know, time to, like even time to what I would look at new, like even time to consider something new is tough right now for me anyway.
Right. And, you know, I wonder if that's the thing that saves marriages in midlife. I don't have time to think about anything new. So you're just stuck with me. But the science is actually pretty interesting. It's about keeping that your brain in much the same way. I think you actually recently posted on the show's Facebook page some new anti-aging device that you're going to give a try, right?
Yeah, dog. I'm giving it a whirl.
So what about stuff like that for your brain?
So what is there for your brain for that?
Well, you know, when we say curiosity, it is trying something new, you know, trying something. And I think, you know, one of the detriments at midlife is that we've gotten to a place where whatever our skill set is, there's something or some things we're good at. And that's the comfort zone. And you can kind of just go on autopilot with those things that you're good at. For me, you know, things like cooking, I can throw together just about anything. My poor daughter-in-law, she's so sweet. She says, but Mom, I just, how do you do it? You just come up with these things. Well, you know, 45 years of reading cookbooks, you know, I don't know. It's just you learn a skill set, and it's something I feel comfortable with. So what are those things that I can give a try that I'm not comfortable with? And I actually started going to throw pottery.
Ooh, I love that.
Right? Because Could I be more cliche? I'm now wearing beads and worshiping the moon, and I have crystals, and now I'm throwing pottery. I mean, I'm
having images of the movie Ghost in my head.
Yeah, so it's really cute because they have one room at the studio that I go to that they do kind of, you know, beginners group lessons, like date night type thing. They actually call something Mud and Merlot, and it has a huge picture of Ghost in the back, because that's what people will stand there and take pictures with. But after having done that a couple of times, I started to get more interested in the actual art of throwing things. And that is not to throw things at my husband or the people that I live with, but throwing pottery. So I actually bought myself a pottery wheel.
Mm, how cool.
I am just so cool.
You are so and cool. I have a kiln.
There you go. Well, unfortunately, we live on opposite sides of the country. I'm going to mail you my air-dried pottery, and you can throw it in your kiln, okay?
Works for me.
Kiln time. I can't even. Whoa, that may be a Freudian slip, but kiln time is expensive. So I thought, well, I've taken 5 or 6 classes. I kind of know the basics. I'm going to go ahead and go to that, you know, large major retailer that the entire world is dependent upon, who shall not be named. And I'm going to order myself a pottery wheel. Well, buyer beware. Most pottery wheels, even beginners, they're a couple grand to get a decent one. When you find one at that large major online retailer that shall not be named, and it's only $300, you might want to be wary of that. It arrived. It looked just like the ones that I used in the studio. I was super excited. I cordoned off a little area in my house. I'm going to have this light, you know, floating into the room. There's going to be paper
throwing
flowers.
Throwing pottery is super messy.
Shut up. I was envisioning myself as like somehow Stevie Nicks. Not that we've ever heard that Stevie throws pottery, but this is my delusion. Let me have
I'm
it.
Worried that her long sleeves will get in the way. I'm ruining your delusion on every level.
And this is why you need friends. So I get my pottery wheel. I set up everything. I'm aware that it's a little bit messy, so I throw down some drop cloths and things like that. And I started spinning. I center my mud in the middle, just like I learned how to do. I go up and I make a cone, and I'm making a center, and I'm pulling it out. I'm like, this is so cool. It's working just like it worked in the pottery studio. Somebody's so great. And I had the pottery I'm working with is gray when you're working it wet, but it should air dry to white, kind of a bisque color, so that it takes the stain really well. All of a sudden, I'm going, what is that weird color in the pottery? There starts to be like this kind of bright red, and the base of the pottery wheel is red. And I'm trying to figure out, like, how is it getting to the top, which is just this sort of corrugated metal thing. And so finally I turn it off. My hands are on fire. I'm bleeding everywhere.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
The pottery wheel wasn't properly sanded down, so the grooves in it are actually taking off the skin on the sides of my hand.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
Needless to say, I'm back at the studio. The pottery wheel of death is now returned to they who shall not be named, the large online retailer. I have been properly admonished by my teachers and the staff at my favorite pottery studio. I am now back and doing those things. So I feel like I learned a couple of lessons here. You know, first thing is be more curious about what you're actually getting yourself into. But secondly, it was those failures, quite literally, flesh-eating failures in my case. Those failures, those things that you don't do right out of the box, or those things that are not the things that you're so used to being so good at, can still be really helpful. During the time frame that I started throwing pottery, and even with the pottery wheel of death and now being back in the studio again, I find on the days that I'm doing this, it's the only place that I've gotten to since I turned 50, and definitely since the plague began, where I feel like I let everything else go. I wasn't thinking about anything else. Nobody's needs, who's got to wear what, where, what the laws are here or there, how I'm going to protect this person or that person, what comes next. It was really just that place where you're engaging that creative part of your brain, and all the other rest of my brain, I felt like it got to take, you know, a rest. And that article I sent you, does talk about how that type of curiosity does turn off those things that maybe are our anxiety centers, or those things that can, you know, be detrimental. Those things that kind of allow the brain to sort of get lackadaisical about things.
I love that. It's making me think about like where I have carved out time that I would have that break in my own life. And I was telling you that I didn't think that I had any, but actually, my workout every day feels like that to me, you know, just because I like the space, I like the people, you know, like the music. I like that it's challenging, but it's not, you know, and it's different every day. And it's kind of a social outlet, which there aren't a lot of right now. But I feel that, in that short period of time, and in a different way, obviously, I feel that where I'm not thinking about all the other garbage, you know?
Do you think, cause I'm not going to tell you how you think, do you think that because there's variance in the routines when you're exercising, that kind of keeps you engaged?
Yeah, 100%. So, and that's why I love this place that I'm going, because the owner of it prides herself on never having the same workout twice, and she works really hard on these really varied workouts, and they're hard, you know, but I have also improved strength. My daughter and I have this, we kind of have this little thing that we say to each other, because one of the things that one of the parts of the workout is, occasionally there are box jumps where you jump up on this like 24 inch box for part of the workout. And when I first started that, and that was in a part of a routine, it terrified me. Like I knew I was going to fall and like break my teeth.
Break a hip.
That's what I was thinking.
We're of an age where it's the hip.
So I started off when I was doing it, just like stepping it up and whatever. And they're all really, it's really cool. Like, you do it at your own pace. You do what works for you, kind of a thing. It's super community supportive. It's only women. I just really like it. And then I got to a point where it felt very powerful that I could jump this. And I had an incident with my daughter with special needs, and I needed to, hold her, and we were in this, we're in this park, and there was no place I could sit. And I ended up having to kind of squat to hold her because she was kind of having an emergency breathing thing. And I'm like, and you know why I could stay in that squatted position? Box jumps. And, my other daughter and I say that a lot, you know why I could do that? Box jumps. But,
I think we need a t-shirt in the Etsy store that says exactly that. I think there's a beautiful metaphor in there.
Well, what's funny is I've worked out, you know, whole adult.
Tell us all how amazing you are with your workout.
No, I mean, it's just been part of, like, I've always loved that, but I haven't really found the satisfaction in strength, like, and until I started doing this particular community of workout. And I really enjoy that, but that gives me that kind of space. And, but I will tell you, the last time that there were box jumps in the routine, I saw a couple of much younger girls who had their box on the other side, which is like 32 inches or something. And they were doing the box jumps much higher than me. And so I was like, oh, I'm very competitive. I was like, well, I better step up my game. And I flipped my box. Actually, I hadn't flipped my box yet. I was just too busy thinking about it. And then I kind of tripped and I was like, well, nope, I am happy with my box jumps right where they are.
Oh, yeah. We don't need to be those 20 somethings. We're good. We're good. We're good. And I make fun of you about your exercising only because it's something that I wish that I truly enjoyed. There's lots of types of movement that I enjoy. I mean, and as I get older, I'm enjoying them even more, but I've never been like a structured exercise person. So I'm not putting you down for that. I'm just, turning my nose up because I can't be you. But that's not the only place in our lives that that I do that. So
it's all good.
But it's interesting because part of what the article talks about too is it's not just the, neuroplasticity as it relates to learning a new intellectual skill or a motor function thing. It's really about trying anything new and different for you that keeps you engaged and keeps the brain working well. And that can be, box jumps. That can be bloody pottery. That could be like we have a mutual friend who happens to be a luxury travel writer. And she does a really good job of when she gets to a place and it's just her of kind of winding down and reconnecting with herself and then going out and getting curious about these places that she's going. I think that there's room for anybody to find something that's curiosity, something that's new and different. That doesn't mean that I'm going to go start doing Sudoku or something like that. No, that's just sadistic shit. But if we're trying to protect our brains and we talk about things like how we're eating and, exercising, all those things that your doctor just rattles off at you every time you go in for a physical, you go, okay, dude, and then you just move on. But really just finding something that you always wanted to try and totally sucking at it.
Well, and also one of my big obstacles, because I was also thinking after I read that, like planning something that would be new. Like, when do I have time to even plan that? Or I tend to make things like all or nothing. Like if I can't, like pottery, if I can't have, the whole thing figured out with like a studio to go to, with like what, how I'm going to take care of my daughter during that time and all that kind of stuff. It's almost like I can't entertain it, and I don't think that we have to be all in, I think we can find smaller steps or,
And I think that, that's both the beauty and the detriment of somebody that's type A. And you and I have talked about this before. We're both very type A people.
What?
But kind of, right? I know. Shh, nobody knows. That's why we're good at the things that we've been good at over the years. But maybe the thing that you're curious about and the new thing to try is letting go of not having to have like this huge plan of how you're going to get out of, I love the thing that you say all the time, the hamster wheel. I'm in that hamster wheel. The only way I'm getting out is if I fly out the side because I trip. But it doesn't have to be that big thing that we have to master and plan for and do all the things and have it all just right. It's, it's about just starting that one little thing and not being afraid to not be 100% at it. And well, that helps your brain. Oops, sorry, I talked over you.
No, I was like jumping in because what it brought up? It brought up my little unboxing video of my little light stimulator for my face to see if I can take away all my wrinkles. But I bought that. I've thought about this. Obviously, my forehead and like my wrinkles between my eyebrows have been bothering me for a while. And I thought about this and I saw this gadget at the Nordstrom half yearly or anniversary sale. And I was going to buy it and it was sold out first day. So there was no chance in that. And I kept thinking about it, so I thought, okay, well, I'm just going to buy this thing because it has really great reviews. And also my expectations are very high, unrealistically high. But also, you know, if it doesn't work, I guess I'll return it. I don't know. But I thought I'm just going to give it a whirl because I have nothing at this point to lose. So, but I bought it and I was like, you know, I've been thinking about this for our site for a while about doing these trial things, trying these different pieces of equipment or these, you know, like this. And, But it's scary to me. Like, I've never done an unboxing video. The next thing I have to do is a before picture. And I'm not sure if I'm more scared about that or not.
Be brave.
But, and so I finally just did it, you know, and it's not, I'm sure it's like not award-winning stuff, but I did it and it was fun. And, you know, I'm sure all my friends think I'm nuts and I don't actually, you know, that's fine. I also got a lot of messages about like, hey, let me know how that thing works.
Right.
Cause I'm looking for something too. And it was actually just, I haven't had that much fun, which is kind of saying something sad for a while where it's just something dumb and it didn't rely on, you know, any mask mandates or leaving the house or, you know, anybody's schedule or, you know, any of the things. So it was just kind of silly and stupid. But also, I thought, hey, if I'm going to torture myself, why don't I just torture myself in front of the world?
Right.
Seems like a good idea, but it was fun and it did feel, it felt kind of freeing, you know?
Absolutely. And I'm just going to smack your wrist just a little. It's not dumb. It's not dumb. Stop calling it dumb. It's not stupid. It's something that's curious for you and you want to give it a try. One of the things that we talked about before we decided to start this show was how we wanted to bring things to other women in our age that just people just don't talk about, right? You know, we're never going to be beauty influencers or any of that sort of stuff. That's not one of our things. The idea of what we started doing this about was to talk about the things that nobody talks about, nobody told us about that was coming our way in midlife. So I have a proposal for you, my friend. You ready?
Yeah, I want to hear it.
So to the six people that listen to our podcast.
Wait, it's more than that now, but not a lot more.
Okay, so 12?
Maybe.
Oh, okay.
Getting warmer.
And only like four of those are related to us. So... And that's going to cause me to math. So I'm not going to math because that's something you're never going to hear me do on the show. I don't do it in real life. I'm not going to do it here. So here's the idea that I have. First, I want to know what you're curious about. So if you want to leave a comment on our Facebook community, if you want to leave a comment on the blog like we used to do OG way, way, way back in the day, that'd be great. I want to know what you're curious about. But secondly, since Karin decided to put her face out there, do an unboxing and she's going to give this little magic wand that's going to zap all her wrinkles away. Though, to be candid, people, she's way inflating the situation here. What would you like to see us try? Let us try it. Let us be your guinea pigs first. So before you spend a couple hundred or $1,000 on something and you're curious whether or not it's going to work, as long as we're not talking jumping out of a perfectly good airplane, I think we had this discussion before.
We did.
Right? Or, yeah. You know, anything that might be damaging, let us give it a try. What do you think, Karin? Are you game?
Yeah, let's do it.
Great. So my first assignment for you.
What? I feel like I just walked right into a trap.
Oh, you just totally walked right into it. Totally walked right into it. All right. We're going to go old school here. And I think let's both try it and see if it works for either of us. If you feel up to it, of course. That's the disclaimer. I can say this thing and you can go, you're crazy. It's not like I don't hear that from you on the regular. My grandmother used to swear by using Preparation H to temporarily get rid of wrinkles before she was going to take pictures.
Oh.
You want to give it a try?
Yes, I'll do it.
All right, so let's both take pictures of our wrinkles between our eyebrows, our frown lines, I think that's what they call them. Okay. In my case, it's called default settings.
Well, and I better do it quick before I really get into my little light stimulator device that's going to take those away permanently.
So when we do, what most of you don't know is when we record the show, as Karin is doing her technical genius, because to be honest, I mean, it takes us hours to even get started because I'm so lame at the tech side of things. I actually start writing something for the website. So I will start writing. I will force Karin to put preparation H on her face while I do the same thing. And in the blog post, take a look to see how we fared with putting preparation H on the wrong end.
All right.
It's a deal. And here you thought we were talking about neuroplasticity, and somehow we ended up at hemorrhoid cream. And that's why you listen to our show.
On our face. Right? Yeah. All
right. That's why you listen to our show, right?
Oh my gosh. Well, this has been fun.
It has been fun. It has been real. And we will come back to you when we hear something that you're curious about so we can give it a test.
All right. Sounds good. Love you.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye.